Later, over cigarettes and coffee, Perry returned to the subject of thievery. My friend Willie J used to talk about it. He used to say that all crimes were only varieties of theft, murder included. When you kill a man, you steal his life. I guess that makes me a pretty big thief. See, Don, I did kill them. Down there in court, old Dewey made it sound like I was prevaricating on account of Dick's mother. Well, I wasn't. Dick helped me. He held the flashlight and picked up the shells. And it was his idea, too. But Dick didn't shoot them. He never could have. Though he's damn quick when it comes to running down an old dog. I wonder why I did it. He scowled, as though the problem was new to him, a newly unearthed stone of surprising, unclassified color. I don't know why, he said, as if holding it to the light and angling it now here, now there. I was sore at Dick, the tough brass boy. But it wasn't Dick, or the fear of being identified. I was willing to take that gamble. And it wasn't because of anything the Clutters did. They never hurt me. Like other people. Like people have all my life. Maybe it's just that the Clutters were the ones who had to pay for it. Cullivan probed, trying to gauge the depth of what he assumed would be Perry's contrition. Surely he must be experiencing a remorse sufficiently profound to summon a desire for God's mercy and forgiveness. Perry said, Am I sorry? If that's what you mean, I'm not. I don't feel anything about it. I wish I did. But nothing about it bothers me a bit. Half an hour after it happened, Dick was making jokes, and I was laughing at them. Maybe we're not human. I'm human enough to feel sorry for myself. Sorry I can't walk out of here when you walk out. But that's all. Cullivan could scarcely credit so detached an attitude. Perry was confused, mistaken. It was not possible for any man to be that devoid of conscience or compassion. Perry said, Why? Soldiers don't lose much sleep. They murder and get medals for doing it. The good people of Kansas want to murder me, and some hangman will be glad to get the work. It's easy to kill. A lot easier than passing a bad check. Just remember, I only knew the Clutters maybe an hour. If I'd really known them, I guess I'd feel different. I don't think I could live with myself. But the way it was like picking off targets in a shooting gallery. Cullivan was silent, and his silence upset Perry, who seemed to interpret it as implying disapproval. Hell, Don, don't make me act the hypocrite with you. Throw a load of bull, how sorry I am, how all I want to do now is crawl on my knees and pray. That stuff don't ring with me. I can't accept overnight what I've always denied. The truth is, you've done more for me than any what you call God ever has, or ever will, by writing to me, by signing yourself friend, when I had no friends, except Joe James. Joe James, he explained to Cullivan, was a young Indian logger with whom he had once lived in a forest near Bellingham, Washington. That's a long way from Garden City, a good 2,000 miles. I sent word to Joe about the trouble I'm in. Joe's a poor guy. He's got 7 kids to feed, but he promised to come here if he had to walk. He hasn't shown up yet, and maybe he won't. Only I think he will. Joe always liked me. Do you, Don? Yes. I like you. Cullivan's softly emphatic answer pleased and rather flustered Perry. He smiled and said, Then you must be some kind of nut. Suddenly rising, he crossed the cell and picked up a broom. I don't know why I should die among strangers. Let a bunch of prairie billies stand around and watch me strangle? Shit. I ought to kill myself first. He lifted the broom and pressed the bristles against the light bulb that burned in the ceiling. Just unscrew the bulb and smash it and cut my wrists. That's what I ought to do. While you're still here, somebody who cares about me a little bit.